In 1906, Finland was the first European country to give women both the right to vote and to stand in elections, so it's had the most practice putting women in top political spots. Besides the 34-year-old Prime Minister Sanna Marin from the Social Democrats, the other four political parties in the coalition government are also headed by women, with three of them, like Marin, under the age of 35. Even in a country with a good record of gender balance, European Union parliamentarian Mia-Petri Kumpula-Natri, who's in the same party as Marin, acknowledges this is a big deal.
This is historical for us as well. Last time we had this much international attention on the women in power was President Tarja Halonen, female first president in Finland, but that was already 2000.
As for skepticism about Marin's young age, Kumpula-Natri points out she's already had years of political leadership. And by Finnish standards, she's not even that young. In 1991, Hanna Markula-Kivisilta was 26 when she got elected to the Finnish parliament, along with a wave of other young female candidates. She laughs remembering how older politicians, even in her own party, treated her and her colleagues.
So they thought that definitely we are going to split the young people's vote enough not to be elected.
And what happened on election night?
Well, the three young ladies got elected and the middle-aged men didn't.
Their success also brought a wave of international headlines for breaking a European record at the time with a 39% female parliament. Now it's 47% female in Finland. Markula-Kivisilta, who's now the Secretary General of Save the Children Finland, remembers realizing already three decades ago how different her political environment was from that of other European countries.
I was invited to this Future Leaders of Europe meeting in London. And it was for young parliamentarians, and young meant younger than 45. And I was like, okay, sorry, that's not considered young in Finland.
Policy analyst Sini Korpinen with the strategy consulting firm Milton says this spotlight on the women leaders comes with risks. Along with the extra pride, she warns, comes extra pressure.
There are a lot of hard decisions that they need to make in the future. So this is creating much more expectations in a way, because now we are celebrating that. Look at us, we are ahead of everyone else and look at how progressive we are. But still, I think that it's creating a lot of pressure for those party leaders to succeed as well.
And Korpinen says there are a lot of people, perhaps even an increasing number, looking for them to fail. She sees a backlash against the gender equality Finland has achieved, especially with the rise of populism exploited by the far-right Finns party.
We are seeing a lot of misogyny raising its head in Finland as well. The rise of the Finns party has normalized a lot of hate talk towards minorities and towards women. So I think that if I compare this to like 10 years ago or 5 years ago, it's somehow it's more tolerated that people are very misogynists and racist.
Still, MEP Kumpula-Natri hopes this will be another of those times the Nordic model is admired and emulated.
I hope there will be movements or feelings in other countries that if Finland can do it, why can't we?
Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.